Hi, everybody. Every time I hear my intro, I must tell you, regardless of what's going on or what's not going on, the music always, always puts a big smile on my face. So thank you, Rodney, for the music. Well, I'm Beatty Cohen-Franos, everyone, and I am so happy to be with you here every single Monday from 3 to 4 here on the Progressive Radio Network. You know, I was thinking about how many shows that I have done. My first show, my very, very first show on the Progressive Radio Network was with Dr. Gary Noll, and that was in 2013. And it's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing how quickly the time has gone by. So by my calculations, I took out the calculator. So I've done approximately 470 Ask Beatty shows. And of course, I hope that every single week that there is some little thing that I can say that can help you live a more joyful and happier life. And of course, those of you who've been listening to the show for all of these years, you know that I am a psychotherapist. I'm also a sex therapist, the author of the groundbreaking book on relationships for better, for worse, forever, Discover the Path to Last Love. I'm also, and I'm so excited about this. This has been for the last few months. I'm the advice columnist for Dan's Papers in the Hamptons, and I write either 2 to 3 Ask Beatty columns every single month, which of course you can read on online. I'm also a national speaker, and I've been in the national radio and television world now for many, many years, actually since my book first came out. But my passion, you know, people ask me all the time, you know, you speak and you write, but really, what is your passion? And my passion, other than my husband, Jim, and that is actually really, really true, is what I do in my private practice here in New York City and also in East Hampton. And the show, the real purpose of the show, it is about how to go about empowering all of you. So what do we talk about? Well, we talk about all of the things that we can do to improve the quality of our lives and the quality of our relationships. So what does that mean? Well, of course, we talk about nutrition, and you hear all about nutrition from Gary Noll every single day. But on this show, we focus on mental health issues, on sexuality, on relationships, and again, how and what to do, and the key word here is do in action, to really maximize our physical, our emotional, our sexual, and our psychiatric well-being, despite the stresses of life that we all have to deal with. So what is my mantra? My mantra, my friends, is to be willing to be, first of all, serious and be prepared to really do some work and acknowledge and address and resolve as best as we possibly can, even though we can't change our history, the things that continue to get in the way of our life. And what I've hoped, if there's one thing, you know, people say, well, what is the one thing that you hope that you've convinced your listeners and patients? And I'm hoping that I've convinced all of you that we do not need to navigate this life journey on our own. And reaching out to family and friends, if you're lucky enough to have loving and supportive and wise family and friends, and if need be, professionals to make our life journey easier and less isolated and alienated and lonely. Because we're having a tough time, and people will say, well, did the pandemic cause the increase in depression and anxiety and in suicide? And I don't think that the pandemic caused it. But clearly what's gone on, and of course things hopefully are really starting to lift around the country. It really exacerbated a lot of different things. And again, if you're struggling with depression or other mental health issues, and you feel like you're kind of going around and around in circles, again, the very, very best thing that you can actually do is reach out and ask for help. And I know every single week, and I do this with my own patients as well, I ask you to do your own self-assessment. You got to be honest with yourself. How am I really doing? Well, how am I really doing when it comes to my mental health? And what about my relationships? Hopefully you really have people in your life who care about you and who you can really count on. And, you know, the real questions are you able to express your innermost feelings to at least one significant person in your life so that you don't have to feel that you are just performing? And are your relationships with significant others, including, you know, children, are they largely positive? Of course, if you've been listening to me over all of these years, you will have heard me say over and over again that there should be zero, not a little bit, but zero toxicity in our lives, because a little bit of poison is still poison. And I had received a text, probably 3 or 4 weeks ago from a patient of mine. And I love what she said. And she said, please tell your listeners every single week, this is the reminder to say no to the things, people, and places that steal your joy. So if you're thinking about, you know, people in your life, and the homework, I give homework to my patients after every single session. And people who work with me, they know that I work them very hard. I'm loving and giving, but I also really want them to work very, very hard. And the weekly homework is for people to really think about as they navigate their days and their nights, whether or not they are living. And think about this, because I'm asking you exactly the same question that I ask my patients. Are you living your life in ways that are really in your best interest? So I want you to pause when it comes to your mental health, when it comes to your relationships, when it comes to things like professional and financial stability, or drugs that you may be using. And that means non-prescription drugs. Substance abuse has become a huge, huge issue. And I think that substance abuse really has increased in the last couple of years. But when it comes to your physical health as well, are you being good to yourself? Are you eating well? Are you exercising? And it is so easy to make excuses. It's too cold. It's too hot. I'm too tired. And yet it's so important if we are going to move along our life in a positive way, that we be mindful, and that we also need to be very self-disciplined, whether or not we want to or we don't want to make sure that we are really doing the things, all of the things, as best as we can. And of course, we're going to slip up from time to time that are really in our best interest, including sleep. I mean, I will get emails from people because, you know, I speak to people all over the world, and you know, the time zones are different. So people are up in the middle of the night and they're writing emails and they're working. So I think that, you know, with all the technology, and of course, there are a lot of pluses to technology, we have to, you know, be sure that we have a routine, a daily routine that is really working for us in terms of sleep, in terms of, you know, self-care, making sure, again, that we are doing things that are really good for us. Because, you know, it's very, very easy to be truthful with ourselves at times. You know, we can blame the world, and yet it is our avoidance and denial and blame and self-blame and defensiveness that really help keep us in a downward spiral. And it takes a lot of courage, a lot of introspection, a lot of courage to be willing to truly acknowledge, address, and resolve as best as we can the things that continue and the people that continue to get in the way of our lives. And yet, what are the consequences of not doing this? If we don't step up to the plate, and if we're not willing to confront our demons, and that means our old and new demons, it becomes increasingly difficult and more and more and more difficult as time goes on to fully enjoy our life, our relationships with, you know, with loved ones and with friends, right? So as I always ask people, including myself, so what are you going to do? It's not enough to think and dream and wish and hope. It's about what are you going to do? And I hope that you all have the courage, with help, without help, with friends, with family, with professionals if need be, you know, to do the necessary work, because this really does take some work to change the trajectory of your life in wonderful ways that you never, ever thought would be possible. And ultimately, the choice really is yours. So I'm hoping that I'm inspiring you and motivating you to really make a good choice. And again, and I know I go on and on and on about this, but that you don't need to do this on your own. Well, today's show, we're not going to be talking about depression and anxiety and early child sexual abuse, and we're not going to be talking about my book. We're not going to be talking about, you know, what I basically go on and on about nationally in my columns on the show about the things that we need to actually do to never make a mistake in love again. But, you know, since I'm mentioning it, I think I will just take 30 seconds and summarize it. Of course, we need to be in a good place. We need to be willing to learn the ingredients that go into a successful relationship. And of course, three, we need to read my book, For Better, For Worse, Forever, Discover the Path to Lasting Love, that teaches us all how to assess. I know it's not sexy. It's not romantic to talk about assessment and evaluation, but it is critical how to assess who's right for you and who's wrong for you before committing to any serious relationship. But I promise you, today's show is going to be all about sex and how to put the sizzle in our sex life. And before I introduce a really terrific, terrific guest, Dr. Carolyn DeLuccio, who I met just last week. She was a speaker at a group that I belong to, Wise and Wonderful Women. Wonderful group, wonderful, wonderful women. The founder of the group, Anne Lee Loan, is just an incredible woman. And every month she has these terrific, terrific get-togethers for women. And we have speakers from different disciplines. So Dr. Carolyn DeLuccio was a speaker. And as soon as I talked to her, I said, listen, I really want to have you on the show. And she's going to be talking about a lot of really interesting, interesting, innovative, non-invasive procedures. But before we do that, I want to give you a bit of a sense of how we are doing in the world of sexuality, at least in America. And there was a study, Pittsburgh Western Psychiatric Study, involving 100 happy and very happily married heterosexual couples. They were not in therapy, maybe they should have been, but who consciously or unconsciously knew that they needed some help in the bedroom. So what were the results of this particular study? Well, 50% of the women had difficulty becoming aroused. 46% of the women had difficulty achieving orgasm. 15% of the women were unable to achieve orgasm under any circumstances at all. What about the men? we can't forget you men, right? We love you, or we love a lot of the men. So 33% of the men experience problems with premature ejaculation, which, by the way, is a very, very, very easy problem to solve. And what about erection? Well, 52% of the men, and just listen to the age range here, 52% of the men between the ages of 40 to 70 reported problems with erectile dysfunction. And again, I could do a whole show on erectile dysfunction, and we'll talk about it, you know, at some other point in depth, okay? It's a complicated subject. But if this is what is going on in the bedrooms of couples who actually describe their marriages as happy or very happy, you can only imagine the sexual difficulties and challenges that couples who are in relationships that are less than wonderful, you know, what is really going on. And I see people of all ages and stages in life who rarely, if ever, have sex. But very briefly, the good news, because I always like to share good evidence-based news. I've identified 8 reasons why people are having problems in the bedroom. And unless all of these issues, and Dr. DeLucci is going to be talking about the medical issues, so I'm going to be talking more about the psychological issues here, unless all of these issues are fully explored and acknowledged and addressed and resolved, sex will continue to be a major source of frustration and disappointment for the majority of men and women. And I want to tell you something that you may be very surprised to hear. You know, I'm treating in my psychotherapy practice, and these are not people who contacted me because of, in quote, sexual issues. Young women in their late 20s, early 30s, attractive women, smart women, lovely women who are in relationships with with their partners, who rarely, if ever, have sex. And the sex that they have, according to most of the women that I'm treating, is really not all that great. And these are women in their 20s and 30s. So first of all, okay, each of us needs to be in a good place psychologically and emotionally and psychiatrically and physically if we plan on having a good relationship, sexual or otherwise, with anyone. So issues, these are the issues that can really, really do us in sexually, and of course out of the bed as well. The depression, the anxiety, the stress, the low self-esteem, the eating disorders, the body dysmorphia, the substance abuse, the early child sexual abuse, the sexual assault, religious beliefs, they all affect our sexual desire, because it is hard, if not impossible, to be feeling sexy if you are feeling depressed or if you are struggling with other psychiatric problems. And even though we can't change our histories, these problems, they do need to be emotionally worked through as best as you possibly can. And unless they are worked through as best as you possibly can and going back to that painful history, we are never quite able to live in the moment. We have one foot in the past and one foot in the present. So I think it's a wonderful thing to talk about behavioral therapy and cognitive behavioral therapy. But what I have found, and I've been practicing now for over 35 years, that unfortunately the reality is we need to go back and process what did and didn't happen in our earlier stage of life. Number two, our relationships must be healthy and satisfying, at least for the majority of women, if we are going to enjoy a satisfying sexual relationship. Come on, let's be honest. If we're not feeling close and safe, and if we don't like our partner, and if we don't feel that our partner really cares about us sexually, emotionally, or in any other way, believe me, most women, at least the women that I know, my friends, my colleagues, my patients, we are not going to feel like jumping into bed and having sex. And, you know, the reality, and I talk about younger women, I'll routinely receive emails from college women. And this is what they say. They are surprised that they are not having satisfying sex and orgasms with their hookup partners. And of course, my response to them is, why would you be surprised when you're with someone who you really don't know? And why would you think that a hookup would really care about whether you were sexually satisfied or not? You know, other things, very briefly, because I really want to talk at length with Dr. DeLucia, sexual side effects with a multitude of prescription and over-the-counter medications, tricyclic antidepressants, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, high blood pressure medications, some antihistamines and congestions and diuretics and beta blockers and antipsychotic medications and pain and cholesterol medications, which can make it virtually impossible for men to achieve erection, for women to be able to achieve orgasm. So what do we need to do? We need to speak up and we need to talk to our doctors, since, as Dr. DeLucia is going to tell you, I think that the majority of doctors, they don't talk about sex. In fact, all of the years, I mean, I've been around for many, many years, nobody has ever said, BD, what is your sex life like? Are there any issues? Are there any problems? Fortunately, there aren't, but I think that we need to, as consumers, be willing to at least raise the subject, you know, with our physicians if they are not comfortable, if they are not knowledgeable talking about these issues with ourselves. Also, many people are also experiencing unwanted sexual side effects from alcohol, from pot, from cocaine. So be alert to what you are experimenting with and the possible effects it may be having on your sex life, on your body, on your mental health, on your physical health. And of course, physical illness will undoubtedly play havoc with sexual desire and performance. However, we can always touch and kiss and caress, and who knows what can actually happen if we start to become physical with one another. And of course, the whole issue of hormones, as you know, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone levels, they drop for women, and testosterone levels, of course, for men. And these changes, they can and do affect sexual desire and performance. Again, I encourage you to speak with your doctors and discuss the pros and cons of possible hormone replacement. And again, erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation. On another show, I can go into this in a lot more detail. And just remember one thing, though. All couples, we all get into sexual ruts during the course of our relationship. So the work, the children, the money, the illness, the boredom, emotional and physical problems, lack of sleep, lack of exercise, poor diet, and the list goes on can all lessen and even diminish our desire for sex. And I always encourage couples to not let their sex lives go down the tube. You know, you can make dates for sex, because if you wait for the perfect time, it may rarely, if ever, happen. And give yourself permission. Be adventurous. Don't be afraid to ask for what you want, which is something also I'm hearing from my 27-year-old and 28-year-old patients. They don't, and their partners aren't satisfying them, and yet they're afraid, they're reluctant. I guess in part, maybe that's why, you know, they're seeing me. So give yourself permission to use sex toys and pornography if these things turn you on and if you are comfortable. And it's really amazing what can happen when you choose to incorporate. And this is, I love this slogan, Nike's powerful slogan, into our life. And of course, that slogan, as you all know, is just do it. And it is totally amazing what can happen. Well, now I'm so pleased, Dr. DeLucia, that you are here. And welcome to my SBD show.
Thank you for having me. It's so exciting to be here.
Well, it's great to see you. I mean, it was just a week ago, right, that we were with Anne at Wonderful Women, and you know, your presentation and everything that you had to say, it was so wonderful, and it was so inspiring. And people who know me know that I don't just say these things, and I actually rarely have guests on the show, but you were someone that I absolutely, you know, wanted everybody to hear about. So Dr. DeLucia is an MD, a pioneer at the leading edge of non-invasive sexual wellness treatments. And she is a practicing OBGYN for nearly 30 years. I couldn't believe it that you've been practicing for over 30 years. You look like you're 20 years old. And alternative therapy expert since 2014. She is one of the most in-demand specialists in the field. She has trained thousands of practitioners around the world. Yes, they definitely need much more of your training. And she is the author, and I looked at the books. The books are great, of Amazon bestsellers, Ultimate Intimacy, The Revolutionary Science of Female Sexual Health, and Ultimate Connection, The Blueprint to Everlasting Love Inside Yourself. And she most recently contributed, this was very cool, to Tony Robbins' latest best-selling book, Life Force. And she has a private practice, everybody, in New York City and suburban New Jersey. So again, welcome, welcome. And I know that you have so much, so much to tell everybody about the new technologies that are actually available to enhance women's sexual health. So let's begin at the beginning. You can just take it away.
Oh, thank you, Beattie. I would say, honestly, my main mission is just that, to make people aware that these procedures exist in the world that can make every woman an active and willing participant in their intimate lives. And that's the most important aspect of our lives. As you have just said, and as you always say, there's this ripple effect in our lives. When we have a healthy, intimate connection, and it's not only sex, it is psychological, it is a emotional bond that we have with our partner, that bond carries us through the rest of our lives. Every aspect. Right?
It absolutely does. And yet what's so interesting, and I'm sure you probably hear this, the same thing. I mean, people who contact me do not typically contact me for sexual issues. They don't. It's depression, it's bipolar disorder, it's sexual abuse, it's couples therapy. And yet the majority of people, and regardless of age, Dr. DeLucia, they're not doing well in the bedroom. And you heard my commentary about these young, lovely 27 and 30-year-old, you know, young women. They're in relationships. The relationships sexually are not going well. The relationships actually out of the bedroom are also oftentimes not going well. And they're having very little sex. And the sex that they're having is actually very unsatisfying.
Yes, I think the biggest problem with all of these situations, and I think you would agree, is communication. Communication is key. And it's a matter of having the confidence to be able to communicate comfortably in the sexual setting. That's where all of these procedures come in. It's not about just addressing sex. It's about giving the woman the empowerment to be confident in the bedroom, be confident with their own sexuality, so that they are comfortable enough to share themselves with their partner and to communicate clearly without intimidating their partner and having a really healthy, intimate relationship.
No, exactly. And one of the things that you said last week at Wise and Wonderful Women was that you found, and I completely agree, that women oftentimes don't even know their own bodies. That, you know, you were giving the example of, like, what's this? Where is the vagina? What is the clitoris?
Yes. And it's so true. it is amazing. It's like, can you pick your own vagina out of a lineup? And I would say 90% of women can't. And it's a matter of taking a mirror and getting familiar with your own anatomy. I always speak of this beautiful piece of artwork that is in England. And I don't know if I mentioned this last week, Beattie, but you're going to love it. It's called The Great Wall of Vagina. The Great Wall of Vagina. And I'm giving him poetic liberty because it's really the Great Wall of Vulva. But because vagina, you know, rhymes with China, we're going to give him that poetic license. But the artist, Jamie McCarthy, what he did was he took plaster molds of 400 women. It took him 8 years, and the age difference is 18 to 81. And there are 400 plaster molds of the vulva that he made 40 plaques. So no, 10 plaques. There's 40 on each plaque, and they line a hallway. So it's the Great Wall of Vagina. And these are beautiful representations that we are all normal. Each woman, as is each penis, very unique. None are the same. Each one is beautiful to its own right. And there is no abnormal if there is not a congenital abnormality, and the where each should have that confidence. There's no shame to our genitalia. There should be no shame. And when you are in a trusted relationship, it's moving forward from there.
And also, if you are in no relationship at all, I mean, I'm always encouraging women who are divorced or separated or single or widowed, regardless of their age and stage in life, to not let those sexual urges, even if they don't feel that they really have any, you know, go. And we talk about different kinds of lubrication, and we talk about, you know, pornography, if you're comfortable with visual pornography or reading pornography or poetry pornography, whatever it is, to give yourself permission again to touch yourself, to experience pleasure, to be able to experience orgasm. I mean, it's amazing. Of course, and we know that with intercourse, that the majority of women do not experience orgasm. And that's understandable, which you will explain in a minute why we don't through intercourse alone. But again, to allow yourselves the opportunity and to give yourself the pleasure, because it's fun with a partner, without a partner, it's just fun. And as you say, it gives us that little sort of zip, right?
Yes, yes. I always say that if you've had good sex, whether it's with a partner or in just loving yourself, you will leave the house with a chip on your shoulder and a hop in your step. I don't think there's anyone listening who, after having sex, does not feel better about the world around them. And when it's with a partner, it's even extra special. So when it comes to orgasming as women, it is evident that a lot of women will not have an orgasm. Only about 20% will have an orgasm with just penetrating intercourse. Other than that, they will need clitoral stimulation, and that is absolutely normal. Only the 20% can have an orgasm with penetration alone without any clitoral stimulation. And even then, it's most likely the invisible portion of the clitoris that is being stimulated with that particular partner. So we actually have a lot more to our clitoris than just the little pink piece that we can see visually. Underneath the skin, we have a completely analogous organ to the penis. And there are the corpus cavernosus, which are the two arousal and engorging portions of the penis. They exist in the clitoris as well. So women do get erections just like a penis does. And with that, there's sensitivity in the full shaft of the clitoris, as well as the crura that go down on either side of the pelvic bones in the woman and along the labia minora and labia majora. So these are all arousal areas and erogenous zones for women and can be involved in an intimate relationship, as you well know.
Right. So we have to convince women, I mean, maybe during the show right now, or hopefully maybe after the show, you know, go into a private place, get yourself comfortable, take out some lubricant or take out a mirror or both, and really start to explore your body. Because I will hear women say to me, well, there's got to be something wrong with me because I can't have an orgasm through intercourse alone, you know, trying to explain that this is very normal, that only 20% of women do. And one of the things that was really interesting that you said at Wise and Wonderful Women was that we have 8,000, I mean, who would have known, nerve endings in the tip of the clitoris? I mean, that's
yes.
Crazy.
Yes, compared to 4,000 in a male penis. So gentlemen who are listening, please be aware, we're a little bit more quiet about our sensations, perhaps, but do not belittle them. And women, that's one of the reasons, perhaps, that women can have a much more likely to have multiple orgasms than our males. And it's probably because we have 8,000 nerve endings at the tip of our clitoris compared to the 4,000 on the head of your penis. So I think that that's a very important aspect that our partners need to understand. And I think it's a wonderful benefit for women to be aware of just that. Now, women may have difficulty achieving orgasm. There are at least three different methods that come immediately to my mind that can be used to treat this condition. One of them is platelet-rich plasma, which is the O shot invented by Dr. Charles Runnels, which is a procedure using PRP, platelet-rich plasma, the elixir of life. It's the portion of our own blood that helps us heal ourselves. And the way it is done is we just draw blood from your arm like you're having a regular blood test. The blood is processed in specialized centrifuges and specialized kits that are FDA approved specifically for the use of this portion of your blood. It's often used in sports injuries as well, in joints. But when injected back into the clitoris and the G-spot, or in the penis of a male, it will enrich nerve and blood flow, improving erectile function in men and sensitivity and orgasmic function in women. 90% will have success with this procedure.
Now, that's amazing. So how many, if we're talking about this procedure, how
yes.
many of these procedures do typically patients have before you start to enjoy the benefit?
Are you sitting, Beatty?
Yes.
One wow. a year.
Wow.
Yes. And some women last longer. If you're younger, they will last longer. As we age, unfortunately, aging continues. And because of lack of hormones, perhaps, women who are in their later 40s and into their 60s, we may need to have it repeated once a year. But the longest lasting O shot was 7 to 8 years that she only needed. Yeah. And then she didn't need to repeat it for 8 years.
So interesting. So what will the woman immediately feel after, okay, they had the procedure, and mm-hmm. I mean, is it painful or anything like that or not? It's not.
We have it mastered to be not uncomfortable, painful. When I ask my patients, there's a lot of anxiety involved in having the procedure simply because we're sticking needles in very sensitive areas. However, with numbing, that we have three different methods that we use to completely numb the area. After the procedure, I will ask the patient, what have you felt discomfort-wise, from 0 being nothing to 10 being the worst? It's never more than they go, 1, 2 max. And that's a beautiful thing. So it does not hurt. The very first sensation they will be a sensation of awareness. You're aware that you have a clitoris and a G-spot simply from having the volume of fluid in the genitalia. So I did have one young lady who went home and sat on a wooden stool and didn't want to get up anymore because it was it was a lot of fun. So she was having orgasming simply by sitting on her kitchen stool. And she had several orgasms that first evening from the simple fluid in there. Now, nothing anatomically had changed quite yet, but over the next 3 to 7 days, that fullness will wear away. And then the true changes will begin to occur. From about 1 week to 3 weeks, you kind of have a lull where you're not feeling much different than you did before the procedure. But then following that 3 weeks on to 3 months later, where it peaks at its strongest efficacy at 3 months, you will have an improvement in nerve and blood flow to these erogenous areas, hence escalating the ability to feel pleasure, arousal, and climax. So, you know, after menopause, I will tell you, it was like overnight, I had zero sensation. I went from being normally orgasmic to having an inability to orgasm at all. It was like rubbing the top of my forehead. It felt like absolutely nothing. And following the O shot, I had full return to function as well as in my 20s, if not better.
So interesting. So this is something that postmenopausal women might consider, not so much premenopausal women.
Oh, no, premenopausal women as well.
Absolutely.
So young women who are having difficulty reaching orgasm, or women who have perhaps never had an orgasm. 50% of women who have never had an orgasm who get an O shot will become orgasmic.
Wow. I mean, that's an incredible statistic.
Exactly.
So the platelets is really to aid women, premenopausal, postmenopausal women, to be able to achieve orgasm. Are there any other benefits that happen as a result of the platelets?
Yes. The other benefits are just the simple integrity of the tissue. So the tissue basically rejuvenates and it gains more blood flow. It becomes more supple, and intravaginally, it can improve lubrication. And the biggest benefit in the front of the vaginal wall is where we place it in the G-spot zone. It's also the area of our bladder neck. And we have improvement in urinary incontinence.
Wow.
Yes. So women who lose urine with a cough, a sneeze, a jump, that's an indication in and of itself to have this procedure done.
So is this something that is relatively new?
No, it's over 10 years old now. And it is spectacular. And I teach it as well as performing the procedure. I've been teaching physicians how to do this since 2014. And of course, Dr. Runnels does as well. He teaches he has courses every single month to teach physicians around the world how to do this procedure. And it is just, not only did he invent the O shot for women, it's the Priapus shot for men. So I have men who have gone from post-prostatectomy, unable to have any kind of erections after all the treatments that they had for prostate cancer, and nothing the urologist was able to do was helping them, and doing the Priapus shot brought them back to function, Beattie. They were able to have
erections.
That's
amazing.
Yes, yes, yes. Unbelievable. It's truly, truly a remarkable self-regenerative procedure, which is one of the reasons that I was in Tony Robbins' book. His book is about regenerative medicine. These are procedures and treatments that are available now that majority of people do not know are available. And they're also devices that stimulate our own natural regenerative healing. And that's another procedure that is brand new to the market. It came out about a year ago for men. And in June, I started the trial clinical study to see would it work on women. First time it was used for sexual arousal in the world for women. And my success was outrageous, absolutely astonishing. So this procedure is called Duo, D-U-O. And it is external treatment, no needles involved, no shame or embarrassment while having the procedure. There's no penetration into the vagina. It is a energy that's called low intensity extracorporeal shockwave therapy. And this device simply holds against the skin and gently pats. You feel like it's doing nothing. You feel like it's gently patting the outside of your skin. And you move, the doctor moves it from one side to the other and to the suprapubic area in women. And the results were amazing. So an example is a 53-year-old woman who was really having major difficulty having an orgasm. She required a vibrator by herself and or with a partner, and it would take over 15 minutes to achieve an orgasm. And following this procedure, the Duo, which she came in for a treatment twice a week for 3 weeks, and by the sixth treatment, she was able to ditch the vibrator and have multiple orgasms without a device and within 5 minutes and multiples.
You know, multiple it's amazing orgasms. What you're saying. And, you know, I think about women who go to their OBGYN. Nobody is talking about any of this. And I know that you had mentioned that when you were, you know, speaking at Wise and Wonderful Women last week. I mean, what's the deal? Why is it that we, the consumer, are not, we're going to do something about this, Dr. DeLucia. You and I, we've talked about it. We're going to get all this stuff out.
I hope so.
On TV, we're going to, I have all kinds of ideas. But the thing is that why is this not being taught in the medical schools? What is the resistance? Here we have technology. What is going on?
I still think it's a gender gap. I hate to say it. I was just reading about a woman who's really out there pioneering for the appropriate education of physicians of the actual clitoral anatomy. She is a young woman who at 17, mind you, and she's the daughter of a plastic surgeon. She felt as though her labia were too large. And he found her a OBGYN who had started to do these procedures. We're talking about 15, 20 years ago. And this physician was unaware of the actual innervation of the clitoris. And in doing a procedure that was supposed to be aesthetic, he removed her dorsal nerve of the clitoris. Wow. And what she discovered is that in our anatomical textbooks for OBGYN, and up until 2017, there was no depiction of the innervation or blood supply to the clitoris. It was left out of our education.
Wow.
And I can vouch for that. So it is an absolute huge gap. And it all stems back to the fact that truly women's sexual function has been shamed. It's been disconsidered. It hasn't been even given the attention it deserves. And women should be able to enjoy intimacy as well. And it's so funny. I saw a woman today. She's 52 years old and she is now menopausal. And she has said that she has no libido whatsoever. And it is a problem with her husband because he would like to have sex more often, but she does it obligatorily once a week. She has no true desire to do it, but she does it out of her love and obligation to him. And she said, oh, when we first got married, of course, I had much more interest. And I said, so it hasn't always been this way. It doesn't have to be this way. Right. We can address your libido. And women just are unaware that they don't have to accept or normalize this. And it does not have to become that wedge or that seeping in of resentment that can occur in a relationship that's destroying our intimate connection to our partner and leading to this epidemic of divorce.
No, exactly. And I'm so interested in what you've had to say about the Playplex in terms of erectile dysfunction. I mean, there is yet to be a urologist that I have talked to where this has ever come up. I mean, it's fine, the Levitra, the Cialis, the injections, the pump, okay, it goes on and on. But how interesting that this is something, and the studies are showing that this is pretty effective.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. A study just came out in 2021, and it showed the efficacy of platelet-rich plasma for erectile function.
Wow.
And it was with using a placebo as well. So a really good study. And it was remarkable. Of course, the results are astonishing. And it's a shame that it isn't more widely used. On my YouTube channel, just Carolyn DeLucia MD YouTube, you can see a testimonial from a gentleman who had prostate cancer and could not have erections. And his whole testimony is on there about how, and he was very willing to do that because of, again, our desire to help others. And there's a gentleman that I treated as well that was truly astonishing, who came to me because he had had a complication of a colonoscopy, became septic, and almost died. And he was in the hospital for months. What ended up happening is he lost sensation 100% in his entire penis. He couldn't feel if you touched it, nothing. And when he came to me and I was applying, I said, okay, we're going to do the priapus shot. I'm going to numb your penis. And we put a topical anesthetic on it first as the first step of numbing. And he goes, you don't even have to bother. I can't feel you. How sad is that? Mm-hmm. I did it anyway because I did it for me.
Right.
I just needed to know that he was numb.
Right.
So I numbed him up anyway. And he returned to function.
I mean, that is absolutely amazing. I mean, at the American Urological Conferences, I wonder whether or not this is being discussed at all. It's not.
I don't know. I think that it's just beginning, perhaps, to make some breakthrough. I do know that there are several urologists in the country now in our group. The group is with Dr. Charles Runnels. You have to be, once you're trained to do these procedures, you have to be certified by a certified trainer. And then you become part of the group, which is the Cellular Medicine Association. And you want to look, anyone going for one of these procedures, please do look for a certified physician, not somebody who's pretending they know what they're doing. You have to go to someone who truly knows what they're doing and look for someone in the Cellular Medicine Association, certified doctor. Therefore, they can perform the priapus shot the way it should be done, the way it's been proven to be efficacious for you. And it will be painless and wonderfully successful.
Oh,
so,
it sounds amazing. You know, we have a few minutes left, but there's a couple of other things. I took notes at the event last week, and I wanted to ask you very, very quickly about the laser.
Yes.
And what is it used for? And what kind of benefits do women achieve as a result of your using the laser?
One of the conditions that women experience going through life is vaginal laxity, which is looseness and maybe feeling less friction with intercourse, therefore not enjoying it quite as much. And that goes for their partners sometimes as well. So, number one, if women feel laxity. Number two, as we go through menopause, there's vaginal dryness. And even before that, women on birth control pills sometimes can feel less lubricated and get dry, especially if they have a really vigorous young man going there and he wants to keep on going and going. Right. She may feel a little bit dry. So in order to improve vaginal lubrication, whether you're premenopausal or postmenopausal, and also for urinary incontinence, improvement in that tissue around the urethral neck in the front wall of the vagina. So lasers are painless procedures that can be used to treat the entire length of the vagina, bringing new blood supply and new collagen and elastin to bring back the function of the vagina to its healthy, youthful state, and even to a pre-birth state. So improve that tissue as best it can. And this can be also accomplished with energy called radio frequency. I also just finished a study on a new device called AmFam 360. AmFam 360 is phenomenal. It takes 8 minutes, and it's a treatment that treats the full length of the vagina and once again will improve vaginal laxity and vaginal lubrication and support of the bladder neck. And that is absolutely critical to our function as women. Did you know that over a third of women experience urinary incontinence, which is a loss of urine with a sneeze or a jump or a cough, or with urgency? They're about to go to the bathroom and they leak a little bit. That is at least a third of women at some point in their lifetime experience urinary incontinence. And 40% of those women will not have sex because they're afraid of leaking with their partner.
And you know, the thing that's so terrific about you and of course this interview, and it's going to be, you know, posted in the Progressive Radio Network archives, we really are going to have to put our heads together because this information really needs to get out. And I know that people are probably listening and thinking, well, gee, I didn't know anything about this. And maybe my sex life can improve. Maybe I can have an orgasm. Maybe I'm not going to have leakage. You know, maybe my relationship can be better. But listen, I want to thank you so much. I mean, our conversation will definitely continue. And I want people to know exactly how they can reach you. I mean, on your website, what is the website? It's going to be in the archives, but you might as well give it out right now.
It is so simple. It's drcarolindelucia.com is my website. And that is my same tag name for Instagram. And anyone can DM me on Instagram. And on Facebook, it's Carolyn DeLucia, and DeLucia, DELUCIA. And that's where I am on Facebook as well. And they can message me right there. And of course, through the website, they can reach me at either office and directly message me there as well.
Well, this has absolutely been a pleasure. We will be continuing this conversation. And again, thank you so much, because, you know, this show is about empowerment. And I know that people are going to feel much less lonely and isolated, and hopefully a lot more empowerment when it comes to sexuality. So again, thanks so much. We'll talk soon. Hugs and kisses. And again, thank you so much.
And to you. Bye. Thank you. Bye. Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, everybody, it really depends, doesn't it, who we find to take care of us, whether or not it is an OBGYN or a psychotherapist or a mechanic. And I can't believe how quickly the time is really come and gone. And I want to leave you with my two weekly messages. And the first, of course, is to do everything that you can possibly do that is in your best interest to love yourself and improve the quality of your life and your relationship. And of course, secondly, Certainly, given what's going on around the world, we all need to do a much, much, much better job in learning to love each other. So again, thank you so much for listening every week, for the emails, for all the support that everybody, you know, has given me over all of these years. I appreciate you. I respect you. I love you all dearly. So take care. We'll talk next week and every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a good rest of the day. Thank you. Thank you, Rodney, for making this show such a such really an important and wonderful experience for me and for our listeners. So goodbye, everybody. Have a good rest of the day.